Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Ayin Aleph, as we start the eighth parak in Maseches Zvachim. This parak is called Parak HaTa'aroves, in the words of the Rishonim, even though the parak starts off Kol HaZvachim. That could be for two reasons. Number one, because the first parak is also called Kol HaZvachim, so how do you distinguish between the first parak and the eighth parak? But secondly, this parak is all about mixtures, all about birds getting mixed up. That's how we get into this, because the last parak and a half, if you remember, is all about Chatas Ha'of and Olas Ha'of. After the fifth parak was Ezel Makoman, which is all about the different types of animal carbonists that we have. So towards the end of there, and the sixth parak spoke about the sixth parak and the seventh parak spoke about bird carbonists. And leading into that is the eighth parak, and then we get into general mixtures, all different types, more than 20 cases here of mixtures in the Mishnayos. Parak HaTa'arovos. So this relates to Yerideya, it relates to Maseches Chulin, but this is here. So we start off, Kol HaZvachim, and remember, after this, then every parak is its own contained topic, really, from here on in. We have all of our mixtures, the ninth parak is all Mizbeach L'Kadesh HaSaroylo, anything that goes up on the Mizbeach, one is in Niskadesh, one is not Niskadesh, tenth parak is Kol HaTadir, comparing karbanas back and forth, which is more Kadesh, what if you have two to do at once, which do you do first, which is more Kadesh regarding the Dam, 11th parak is all about Dam Chatas, if the Chatas blood spritzes on something, what do you do with it, 12th parak is about who gets to eat the karbanas, parak Tol Yom, and V'chulu, 13th parak is about Shechit HaSchus, and the 14th parak is about Bavis and Mizbech. Okay, so we start today the 8th parak, which if you think about, if there are 14 parakim in Maseches Zvachim, so starting the second half of Maseches Zvachim, we finish Bavis of the week before Pesach. Okay, says the Mishnah, Kol HaZvachim Shenis Arvu B'chatoos HaMesos, all karbanos, all Zvachim, that are mixed in with Chatoos Mesos. Now we're back to Zvachim. Zvachim, we discussed, might not be birds, because if you have a chatos mesa, most of chatos are behemos. So if you have a zvachim that got mixed up with chatos mesos. If you remember, we've had before, what are the chatos mesos? Those are the five chatos that lose its connection to the owner. And therefore, the halacha l'moshe b'sinai tells me that they have to die. And the mnemonic that Rishonim, the Ritva already quotes, is Vitimna. Vitimna Haisa Pilagesh. What does Vitimna stand for? So the Rashi quotes them here, the five Chatos Mesos, but it doesn't quote them in the Vitimna order. But if you look at the Rashi on the Mishnah, Vlad Chatos. If you have a Chatos, which is always a female, and the Chatos has a baby. So what do you do with that baby? It's not connected to a sin. Or a Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha. Or a Chatos that its owner died before he got to be Makrovit. So the children don't step into their father's shoes for that. So Mesu Ba'aleha. Or Tmuras Chatos. I try to be Mamer. I violate an Isser. Try to switch a Chatos for a Chatos. They're both now Kadosh. So the second Karba, the Tmura Chatos, is also extra. Vishakipra Ba'aleha. If the owner lost their carbon and they therefore used another one, then they found the original one. Right, the fifth one is not always clear. You see on the side, usually the fifth one given is of Rosh Nasa. It got too old. That's usually the fifth one. See on the gears of the tzod kachem on the side. Because this last one that Rashi quotes is all really one. If a chadas gets a mum, then it could be nifta. But if that's why you have the fifth one in the girsa on this side. But vitimna stands for vlad chadas tvuras chadas mesu ba'aleha niskapra ba'acher av rishnasa. Those are the five of vitimna, how you remember it. What does that have to do with the pilegesh? Not sure. But that is the remez that is quoted. So if I have a carbon, and that carbon gets a regular good carbon that I was about to bring, and it got mixed up. There's a lot of animals in the Beis HaMikdash, so it got mixed into a group of chatoos mesos. And the halacha by chatoos mesos is that those animals have to be left to die. We don't kill them. It's a one day in the Rishonim, but generally we assume that chatoos mesos means we have to leave them to die. That is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashin in Perek Dalid. The Rambam quotes this in the first halacha. V'lad chatoos v'ruz chatoos v'chatoos shemesu ba'aleha v'chatoos sh'avda v'nimseis acher shekibur ba'alim harelu yamusu nimseis acher shishchata v'chulu. The Rambam says, Kesar he mesos lo sheyarog osan v'kli o b'yado. No, we don't kill them. Ella Yachnis Osan Labayis Vinoel Alehem Ad Sheyamusu V'dvarim Elu Kulam Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Nishmu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you might say, oh, how can you do this to the animal? Moshe Rabbeinu told us this, to do this. Ein kol dvar mamurim ela b'chadas yachid b'vad, chadas sibar sh'avar v'shnib sa'is acher v'chulu, so then that's sold. Right? All this halakh was we see only we paskin is only by chadas yachid, but not at sibar, because ein kol yisrael mesim. Right? Those, we don't have that halakha of chatos mesos by sibar. So, if I have a karba that gets mixed in, so now, what do we do with these karbanas? What do we do? Any one of the karbos might be a chatas mesa. So, how, I can't be makrovit. So what do? It's a mixture. So, we are going to see in a minute that they will all have to be left to die. Why don't you hold the principles of bittul? As we'll talk about it in the Gemara will ask that question. So the Gemara will say a couple of reasons why bittul does not apply in all these cases. Maybe it's bal chai, and animals are not buttling each other, only franks, or it's steak. But animals are not battling each other, or maybe it's davar chashuv. Different halachas where bittul, most of the time on a derabanan level, would not apply. So you have a karma that got mixed up into your chatos mesos. It's an interesting discussion in the achronim. We know by chatos mesos, number one, you have to kill it, but it's also aser to eat. So aser to eat a chatos mesa, even if let's say I shechted it. So I'm not supposed to do, I can't do the avodah. It's supposed to be left to die. So if I shechted it, it's not going to be mutter to eat, but also it is not going to be mutter to get benefit from. It's also asr bahana'a. So that, though, is a machlokas rishonim. What level of isr is the isr hana'a of chatos mesos? If you look in Rashi, Maseches Menachos and Daf Dalet, and Tosfos and Nazir, Daf Chav Dalet, they both say that chatos mesos are only asr midurabanan bahana'a. Midrabanan, that's what the that Rashi quotes. The other Rishonim aren't so clear, but the so in the some of the Achronim here. So from the Nesivas HaKodesh, he quotes, assuming like those Rishonim that the Isser Hanav Chatos Mesa is an Isser Durabanan, so that here in our Mishnah we're talking about a case of an Isser Durabanan getting mixed into other animals. Do we apply the principle of Savek Durabanan Lakula by an Isser Durabanan that got mixed up? So the Rabbanan Lakula we know applies if I have a case that's a suffix about a Durabanan. I'm not sure if I made a bracha. So that's a suffix about a Durabanan, so Savek Durabanan Lakula. I'm not sure if I shook a lulav on the fourth day of Sukkot. Savek Durabanan Lakula. So those, you have one case, you're not sure what happened. But here, you have a Vadai Isser, but it got mixed up. So are mixtures similar to regular cases of Savek Durabanan? So that's a machlokas. The Shach says you don't say Savek Durabanan Lakula there. Other Achmonim say you do. But the Nesivah HaKodesh says this Mishnah then is a riot to the Shach. Because this Mishnah is talking about cases of mixtures of Chatos Mesos. And if the Isser Hanah is only an Isser Durabanan, says he, Mizer Raya Lidibri HaShach, Shesavah Durabanan Lakula, Bikal Makam, Im His Arik Isser Durabanan Indvar Heter, Echad Ve'echad, Ne'asar Midin Tarovas Isser, Ubikagon Zeh, Ein Omer Shesavah Durabanan Lakula. Number one. Number two, he also said this relates to the fact, what about a suffix of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Is that called a suffix d'Araisa or a suffix d'Rabanan? Pashas, we assume that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a d'Araisa. It's on a d'Araisa level. You might not get an onish for it, it might not be mefurish, but it's Torah Shebal Peh. It's one of the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh according to the Rambam, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But again, that's discussed in the Achronim. What do you say about a suffix about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? So this also relates to that. Issue. Or you might say, it's even though it's an Isra Nazar Abanan, the Isra to be Makrovit is Daraisa, so maybe it's considered Isra Daraisa, but that is a discussion on that first line. So we continue. So if I have a carbon that got mixed up with Chatos Mesos, oh, Bishar HaNiskal. Or if I have a carbon that got mixed into a Shar HaNiskal, which is also Aser Bahana, Afilo Achas Miribo, Yamusu Kulan. Even one in 10,000 animals, they all have to die. Sounds like from the Mishnah that these Aser animals got mixed into Heter animals. So the Gemara we'll see is going to change that around. But that's what the Mishnah says. If all these animals got mixed up, they all have to die. Bittul does not take place. Shara Niskal. Why is that Aser to eat? So Pasha's, it's an Avela. Right? Shara Niskal is an animal that killed a person. Why is it still alive? We'll have to see. The Mishnah is going to describe. But the halacha is that is usur to eat. But it's not only usur to eat, it's also usur bahana. We had in the mitzvah shir, I was going to bring it, I forgot, in Mitzvah Nun Beis. We mentioned it yesterday. Mitzvah Nun Beis is a separate Isser from the words Ubala Shar Naki, that is an Isser Hana'a by Asher HaNiskal. Not just an Isser Achila, which one would have if it's a regular Nevela, because that's be stoned, even if, let's say, I would Shechlet somehow. But it would still be Aser Ba'anah from the words Ubal Hashar Naki. There is a major machlokas, and whenever this comes up, there's always a long tosis. So, Kedarka Bakodesh right here. This big long tosis discusses the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Ashar HaNiskal only becomes Aser after it is stoned. That is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Where is it? If you want to look at it, it's in the third wide line on the next Amud. Third wide line, it says, Va'od Amar Rabbeinu Tam. Shar HaNiskal Eino Nasar Mechayim. Shar HaNiskal is not, as other Rishonim say. Shar HaNiskal is not Aser the second that it has a Gemar Din Lamisa. Which you might have said, right? It has a Gemar Din. This has the status of a Shar HaNiskal. You put it to death. And that's the pashtus of most cases. What's our mission talking about? Our mission talking about if it's already dead? Pashtus is also talking about a case where you have, animals that are alive. They get mixed in. There are many cases in Shas which seem like, against Rabbeinu Tam. So he has to rework all of those cases because he holds the Isser of Shor HaNiskal only starts later. So again, this is a Tosas that goes back and forth in this big Tosas, about all the Gemaras, what fits in and what doesn't fit in. The Rambam Shita is somewhat unclear. If you look at the Rambam, does Rambam hold like Rabbeinu Tam or not? The Rambam in Macholas Asuros, in, Dalid Chavbeis, says the Rambam, no mar b'shar yisak haniskal v'lo yachelet b'saro. It says b'shar haniskal, you're not allowed to eat its meat. Hey chaya afshar la'ochlo achash haniskal. How would we have a havamina to eat the meat after it is stoned? V'hara hi nevela. Isn't it a nevela? Therefore you're not going to be able to eat it anyway. Did not have a good shechita. Ella, lo ba kasev ella lo hodiacha. You must be the positive guy to teach me. It's according to Chazal. Shekivan shenigmar dino l'skila. Ne'asar, once it has a gemar din, it becomes aser. Doesn't say aser what, it says aser. Ve'na'aseh kebehema tameya, and it becomes like a non-kosher animal. Why does the Rambam say that? Good question. Ve'na'aseh kebehema tameya. So just reading that line of the Rambam sounds like other Rishonim. It's aser right by gemar din, and it becomes like a non-kosher animal right then. Non-kosher animal aren't all aser b'hana, so it's not 100% clear, but then the next line of the Rambam, v'im kadam v'shachtu, and if, let's say, you shechted it, shechita k'shera, v'harizeh aser b'hana'a. If you shechted it, the shechita is k'shera, and it is aser b'hana'a. Now the Rambam says aser b'hana'a, after it dies. So it's not clear. What do you focus on? You focus on the first line of the Rambam or the second line of the Rambam? First line of the Rambam, if you say means a little more generally than just the word, it's like a non-kosher animal, maybe he holds like other Rishonim. The second line, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not clear what the Rambam holds. Acharonim discussed it. If you eat a kazayas from his basar, you get malchus. For this Isser in next week's Parsha Mishpatim, lo yimachar v'lidayin l'klav, even if he did exactly what he was supposed to do, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to give it to dogs, v'lo l'goyim, it's Aser b'ha-na'a. Aser b'ha-na'a.
What does it mean that it's good shechita, that's for as far as nevela?
Right, good shechita for, let's say, right, what if Tumas nevela, let's say maybe the point we discussed yesterday, the Isser of Oso Bes Beno. Right, you can't shechted some other animal. Yesterday, the Minchas Chedav said, why is it a good shechita, period? So we said, maybe it's different between this quasi-shechita and pushing it off the cliff in Egla Rufa, because those might be more avoda-related than these. Okay, that is the Rambam, not 100% clear what the Rambam sheet is. There is a huge chiddush of the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes is right here on our daf. The Sfas Emes is bothered that so many places in Shas seem to be against Rabbeinu Tam. How can you say it? It says Bala Balashar Naki. So the Sfas Emes says, I'll read it to you. Sfas Emes in one line says, Venir the Sri Lila Rabbeinu Tam, Drachmana Afgri Lagami Mirshas Bailim. The Be'emes. He says, it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam. You have to say it goes out of the Rishus of the Bailim. The Be'emes, Hadachish Rabbeinu Tam, the Mutterbana Mechaim Sarachian. Sarachian, Dinafkala Me'isra Nami Balashar Naki, Afila Mechaim Nami. It should be from Gemar Din. How can Rabbeinu Tam says it's held over? Lakach yesh lomar, the sphere lay the Rabbeinu Tam, de le bailim ein bohanah shel klum. No, really, regarding the bailim, there's an Isra'na right away. When it says there's an Isra'na only lacharbis, that's only for everybody else in the world. But the bailim are usher immediately. Kiva de mitzvah lasaklo, rakta mutter banah mechayim lakomisha zochebo. That's the chiddush of the Sfas Emes. difference between the owner and everybody else. The owner is Asarvada right away. Where does he get that from? You gotta work it in. He's trying to answer off a bunch of the other Gemaras. But that is the Chiddush of the, that's the Chiddush of the Sfas Emes. Okay, so that is Sharanisko. Discussed also back in the mitzvah shir in mitzvah nun beis what the reason we put a shor haniskal to death. Is it purely takala? People shouldn't see that shor walk by and say, ah, that's the shor that killed so and so. It's embarrassing for the family. It's gonna put a dagger through their heart every time that animal walks by. Or is there some idea of da'as of behemos? The chiddush there talks about it. The Ramban in Parshas Bereishis discusses this idea, whether there's Das of Miyad Kol Chaya Edrashenu on that pasuk in Parshas Noach. The Rabban says maybe there's some idea of Das of a behemoth, but that is, we discussed it then. Okay, is it a punishment? You talk about an onesh when it comes to behemoths. What about the mabul? Discussed a few months ago, Parshas Noach, why were the animals punished for going la b'she'en on minon? Is that an onesh? Is that just because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to start the world over? Because the world was just so corrupted. When people acted a certain way, even the inanimate, the animal kingdom are accepted, so it's not an onesh, but that is a big discussion related to why we kill Asher HaNiskal. But either way, our Mishnah is about if a karbat gets mixed up into Asher HaNiskal, which is Asher B'Hana, what are you supposed to do? You can't be makavit as a karbat, so you have to let them all die. You have to let them all die. It also cannot be redeemed. It cannot be redeemed, because that Asher HaNiskal is Asher LeHakrif. Okay. There is a difference, question that Tosfos asks, then we'll get on to the, R2 line, Amud. Tosfos beginning of this big Tosfos says, why is it that here we say that if you have all these animals mixed up, so then Yamusu Kulan? Remember cases that we had back in Sanhedrin? Let's say you have people who are Chayiv Misa and people that are not Chayiv Misa, like got all mixed up. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, they all go free. They all go free, even if one guy that's not Chayiv Misa gets mixed in. And the Gemara there in Sanhedrin seems to compare it. That's the first question in Tosfos Afilu. Hiksha Rivam. The Beferkan is Rafit Tnan, Rotseach, Shinasari Bachirib, Kulan Paturin. They're all putter if they get mixed up with a Rotseach with others. View this as Kosodos on the Kippah, and you let a Kaddish Baruch Hu take the place. But the question is, Vahashta, skip a couple of lines. Hacha, Deruba, De Teru, Pseida, the Kachirab, Rita, Yamusu, Kulan. Hasam, Deruba, De Yisur, Vahedula, Kolshikain. Tosfos tries to change the Girsa. Of how do you put together these two Gemaras? But the Chalishi Arim on our Gemara says, no, Pasha, there's a difference between people and animals. But people is a special din of Yitzilu Aida. And therefore you have different rules. Even though regarding Hilchas, Bittel, and Hilchas, you can't take the chance of putting somebody who's not Chayiv to death. You can't have that. By animals, there's an Isra of Tzar Balechayim. But killing an animal for not no reason, but because you have a suffix, Mitzvah Saseh, so that would be allowed. There's no counter pressure there. Says the Chiddushi Arim, that is the difference. That kibat shehukshu misas hasharlam misas bailim uba adma filu kishes arif echad zakai berabim hachayavim misa niftarb kula mechmaso keda ditzarach lios b'shar amnam dinze b'shar hu chiddush gzeras hakasav shari bishlama adam yish iser marigaso im losha mechuyam misa aval shar ein iser lahargo afshin uchay misa. Right, this is discussed. Right? Killing an animal is not tzar balechayim, only making an animal suffer. We've discussed in the past the tshuva of the Noda Yehuda in Simin Yud, I think, in Yeridea Tinyana, where he discusses hunting. What are these tshuva about hunting? So in the first half of the tshuva, he goes through three potential isure by hunting, and he says they're not a problem. One of them is tzar balechayim. One of them is about tashchis. One of them, he says, not Baltashkos, because nobody's using these animals anyway. They're all in the forest. It's not Tzar Balechayim, because they're not making them suffer. You're just killing them right away. But then he goes through, but these are the Yisurim. The Yisurim are the only people who know as hunters in Tanakh are Esav and Nimrod. And goes, it's against Ashkafas Achayim of Judaism and Bittul Torah. It goes through a lot of different other problems that you have. Is this the form of entertainment that you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have? But killing an animal is not. So here too. So he says, what's the counter pressure? Umadua shalote hare kolata robis, kdilakayim mitzvah hariga, but osamachayav a misa. And that's why, to fulfill the mitzvah of uvi arta harami kirbecha, therefore you have to do it. Vashayke, when it comes to humans, there is the obvious counter pressure, so therefore you would not be able to put them to death. Okay, that is all the first case of the Mishnah. We have an animal that got mixed into chatos mesos and shara niska. Next. Nisarvu bishar shenevda bo avera. If an animal got mixed in with an ox, that an avera was done with it. Oh, Shehemis Eshada, or an animal that killed a person, which is also Shor Niskal. But Rashi says what we just read is like a title. But now we have, why are these animals alive? Right, if an animal, Al Pi Eid Echad, because there was only one aid. If there was only one aid, so you're not going to put the animal to death. That's how you can have cases of a carbon mixed in with these animals, but these animals are Asur Lagavoa. They're Asur Lagavoa, so therefore, that's what causes problems here. Oh, Al Pi Abaylim, or the Bailim themselves testified about these animals. The Bailim came to the Bezdin and said, my animal killed, my animal did an Aveira, so we do not put the animal to death in that case. Do not put the animal to death. Why in these cases do we not put the animal to death? So, by the case of Eid Echad, so the Gemara says, Kemisas Abaylim, Kemisas Ashar. One of the parallels that we have in Meseches Baba Kama, that we put the two, we compare Misas HaAdam and Misas HaShar. But what about Al Pi Eidim, Al Pi Abaylim? So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. Three shitas in the Rishonim, why is it that if the owner himself comes to Bezin and says, my animal killed, my animal did an Aveira, we don't put the animal to death. Why is that? So Rashi here says, second line on top, Moda Biknas Pater. Moda Biknas Pater. Just like if I come and I admit I stole, that I'm Pater from Kefal and Dala Behei, any Knas. Moda Biknas Pater. That is reason number one. Tosva says, last I checked, this wasn't a Knas. Why is this a Knas? If your animal kills, it's a Knas, it's a fine to put into death? The Gemara never calls it a knas. Why is that called a knas? Says Tosfos. And Tosfos al pi eid echad. Pierce are kudshes. Tepadu lebiskidu bishud tepadu b'kras pater. V'chei pierce b'makas. V'nireh. So I don't understand. But first he says, according to Rashi, v'nireh, dafilu amri d'shenigmar dina mebezda ploni. It sounds like even if the owner comes and says, my shor had a gemar din in a different bezdin, eineragan al pidim, he's still not going to put the animal to death. And in that case, it's for sure not a knas. Even if you want to say there's a real knas. A real knas loses its status of knas once there's a gemar din. That is mammon that's owed to another person. You're right, it started off as a knas, but once Bezdin says you have to pay it, it might turn into money. But here it sounds like you would only always be pater. So how can you call it a knas? We skip two lines. Be knas mikri kinami emesu sharav shoro amay neherak shor al piv v'amodim knas pater k'moim amar ganafti v'tavachti t'padim became a v'dal v'hei. Right. So again, why is it? He wants to go on Sanhedrin that if you say that my animal, you know, was did something with that person, so you say Pakita Divur, you kill the animal, you don't kill the person. But says Tosfos, it's not a knas in all those Gemaras, it's not treated as a knas. So the Brisker Rav says, and we also have it here, you see the girsa on the side, they changed the girsa from Demo de Beknas Pater to Kimo de Beknas. Kimo de Beknas de Pater. What does that mean? It's not saying it's a knas, it's paralleling. It's paralleling, not identifying. And the Griz says it without changing the gear set, but that is what the Rashi means. The Griz says, "V'tzarech lomar dein kavanas Rashi diyesh kana did the mode of knas pater v'rak de mevi miknas." No, it's de mevi miknas. It's just bringing similar from the case of knas to kamode miknas tzarech hamode bedinai de'edim dafka. Just like by knas, you need hamodes hadid by edim. You have to be marshia him. Not marshia es atzmo, kamochein b'chiyuv et ashar, tsarech al pi shnei edim, umemela lo mahani hoda aso. Right? Then the Brisker Rav says, I don't know why Rashi has to bring this parallel, but that's what he means. He means a parallel, not an identification. I'm not exactly sure why, but that is that. But that's shita number one. Rashi says, it's mode of a class or a parallel to mode of a class. Tosfos here says, by the fact that you know that this animal from Hodah's Bailim is ushered to give as a carbon, it's mashma that you don't have to kill it. Mashma you don't have to kill it. You don't have to kill it. That means you don't believe the owner. That's how you know it from. From the fact, Tosfos quotes it right here. It says, Venera Lee. See, Venera Lee, the time of the Onerag Abi Bailim, im ein eid echad imo, kadiisa beper kol asurin. Zev zemetes bachilim inala, and isakadela hedyot asiri, lavalilimitidil, ravea venerba, lagavoa. The Pasuk tells me that if an animal doesn't have vera, it's usher as a carbon. Mashma that it's not usher to a hedyot. How could it be usher to a hedyot if it's going to be chayim misa? The answer is it must be a case where there is no chayim misa. What's the case where there is no chayim misa? If it's only one eid or if it's the owner. So that's the implicit limud that we learned that an owner would not be believed. Right, that's more of a, the pasuk tips you off, doesn't explain why really, but it just tips you off, that is the pasuk, that is the source. If you look for a final, a third makar, that's a Tosfos in Baba Kama, Tosfos Baba Kama, Daf Mem Aleph says, you know what the reason is? He quotes Rashi, and he quotes the other sheet of Tosfos, Vidira, Mem Aleph of Abeis, Vidira Taita Taiba Delo Bechayiv, Api Abayla Bafiyu Yubeis, why? Mishum De Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono. A person is related to his animal. And just like you're not believed about your relatives, you're not believed about your animal. If you're testifying about your animal and somebody else, then maybe we'd believe because the principle will be toch. You believe about other people, you believe about your animal. But if it's just about your animal, that's karov eitzel mamono, and therefore you would not be believed. Ask the Yavshel Shlomo, the marshal, on that tosis. But what do you mean? Isn't every case of hodas baldin karov eitzel mamono? I cut the bed and say, I owe you $500. Right? That's a case also. I shouldn't be believed. Because my money is like my property. So Tosfos says, no, it must be that property is different. Kamisas abayla, kachmisas ashor. So people are compared to animals. That's why we have special din here that the psul karov would apply. Psul karov would apply there. Okay, so that is cases of eid echad and alpi bailam. So if your animal gets mixed into a group of animals that are not going to die, but they are usher to the mizbeach, or beroveya venirba, they were involved in acts of bestiality, bimuksa, other cases of aveira, bimuksa ubenevad, muksa, if an animal is designated for avodah zarah, but is not used as an avodah zarah, or beesnan umachir. Nevad is actually worship. But Esnan u'Mechir are cases. Esnan, a person gives an animal as payment to a zona. So that animal also is usur ligavoa. It's not usur lehedyon. It's only usur ligavoa. And Mechir kelev, the separate issa daraisa. If I trade an animal for a dog, I barter with my friend an animal for a dog. So the Torah usurs those. That animal to be used as a carbon as well. Again, both of those are mutter to be used as to get hana from for a hedyot, but it is usur for a carbon. I'm just looking for the chinuch right now. If I don't find it in a second, we'll do it later. The chinuch that talks about esnan zona mechir kelev, we'll find it. I'll find it afterwards. Okay. Anyway. Says the Gemara, so in all these cases, Bikilayim, a couple of other cases listed before we get to the din, turning over, Bikilayim, if you have a carbon that is mixed in with a kilayim carbon. We know the five types of kilayim. This one is talking about where you have a cross-breeded animal. The five types, kilayim, tu b'shvat, I gotta mention this. Tu b'shvat, so I gotta get some connection to tu b'shvat. Kilay zroim, if I plant two things together that get mixed in, I don't know, tomatoes and cucumbers, I plant them all together to try to create some tomato bumper, something. And kilay hakerem, Kilaya Karim, where I have Kilayim of the vine, that the Torah has a separate Isidar Isa, that's Asr Bahana'ah. And we have Kilay Begadim, which is also called Shatnez. And we have the two types of Kilay Behema, cross working and cross breeding. If I put two different animals on a wagon together, and right, that's something that usually comes up. I think we quoted the story a couple of years ago from Reb Nosson Adler. Whether Reb Nosson Adler was in the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer was in a wagon, and it was snowing and it was freezing, and he was sitting in the wagon with a wagon driver, and all of a sudden one of the wheels or one of the horses died. I think it was so the wagon driver said, "Okay, you have to wait here. I'm going to go to the next town to get an animal." And so I think he was waiting there, and finally the other animal comes, and it's some type of it's a donkey, it's an ox, whatever it is, it's a different animal than the other animal that was ready on the wagon. And the wagon driver is busy hooking it up to be next to the other animal. And all of a sudden, Rustin Adler, it was snowing, it was freezing, he gets out and starts dancing in the snow. And the wagon driver looks at him like he's nuts. He's like, what are you doing? So Rustin Adler says, "You don't understand. I live in the city. Right? I live in, I guess, in Pressburg." I don't know where he was, the Rebbe of Chasam Sofer. So he said, I've never been able to fulfill the mitzvah of cross working my animals, having them on the same yoke. He says, "Finally, you brought me an animal, two different animals. Baruch Hashem, I'm getting out of the wagon. I'm dancing. I'm able to be the kind of mitzvah that I've never done before." That's why he was dancing. Kilay behema. But the other type of kilay behema is cross breeding, and that's what we're talking about here. Kilayim, you have a kilayim, which is usur as a carbon. Ubit trefa, or a trefa. An animal that got mixed up with a trefa. So that one is a little tricky. What do you mean trefa? Can't you, so You don't know which one is which. We're talking about a tarovis. It's not called a tarovis if it's a mixture that you could see which was the aser one. So we must be talking about a case of trefa that is unrecognizable right now. Maybe it got bitten by a certain animal that Chazal deemed a trefa, but you can't see where the bite was. Biyotze dofen. Other cases of kilayim. Biyotze dofen is not kilayim of iser. That means a cesarean sectioned animal also is usher to give as a carbon. In all these cases, you have a carbon, you get mixed up with all these cases. By the what's the halachi? All these animals are not usher for you to get benefit from. They're just usher to be given as a carbon. So what do you have to do? So, yiruachi yistavu, you wait till all of them get a mum. You have to wait till all of them get a mum. And therefore, if they get a mum, then any carbon that gets a mum can be nifta. Can be redeemed. V'yimachru, and you sell them all. V'yavi b'demei hayafat shebehen miyoso hamin. And therefore, you have to pick the most expensive animal in this group. You have to take that value and buy whichever carbon you had designated. And you say, wherever my carbon is, it should be chal, the kedusha should be chal on this animal. And that you're allowed to do, because you repose to the other animals. They all have mumen. Okay, that's what that's case number two. If you remember the Ramban, whenever your Kilayim comes up, it's so good to remember that Ramban, the Ramban of Parshas Kedoshim, that we mentioned a number of times, and that is the Isra of Kilayim, according to the Ramban, is that one is playing God. That's the Isra of Kilayim. Vatam be Kilayim, this is in Kedoshim, Yutes, 1919. Vamarkiv shnei minim, mishane umachish b'maisa bracious. If I put two minim together, I am changing and contradicting maisa bracious. Ki'ilu yachshov. I love this line. Shalom hishna l'kodesh baruch hu b'olam kol atzarech. As if, God, you forgot this one. Right? Maisa bracious isn't complete. Right? There's one more. You forgot the mule. Right, you forget, right? So you're playing God. You're creating new brias. The yachmotzu la'azar b'briyaso shalolam la'hosid b'briyas. You want to help out. Right? There are other ways that we could be a shutif and maisa bracious. Right? If we're a judge and we judge correctly, we could be a shutif. If we have a child, we could be a shutif and maisa bracious. This is not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a shutif and maisa bracious, by creating new minim. Right? V'haminim b'bali chayim lo yolidu min mishayin omino. V'gaba krovim b'teva. Sheyoldu mehev kod ha-pradim yikari zarab. Most crossbreeds cannot reproduce. V'gama tzmachim asher yisrakev min mishayin omino ein parim tzomech achreichein. And v'amarkev kilayim ozoran b'kdei sheyinakuzem yinkuzem izeh mevatel chuko shamayim. You're changing the rules. I guess also connected to Bishvat. Right? You're changing the rules of nature, creating different brias. Therefore, that is why I want us to be very careful regarding the iser of kilayim. And this, as we mentioned, also relates to the cloning sugya. Does that relate to the Rav Elashiv thought that this Ramban relates to that sugya of cloning? Okay, but that's the iser. That's where comes up in kilayim. Case number three of the Mishnah. Case three. Nisarvu bichulin tamimin. What happens if now my carbon gets mixed into chulin animals? So that's the least problematic. Chulin animals that are tamim. So right away, why, if you have a tamim animal, you can use that as a carbon. So what do you have in here? You have animals that are carbonas, animals that could be carbonas. So simple. Yimachra chulu l'sarche oso amin. You sell how many chulin animals there were there, and you make all the animals in this mixture carbonas, and you give them all. Wonderful. Next. Kachim b'kachim. What if you got carbonas mixed up with each other? Kachim b'kachim. Min b'mino. If they're all the same type, no problem. Your shlamim and my shlamim get all mixed up together. So fine, no problem. Zeyikra l'shem mishu. Zeyikra l'shem mishu. The Kohen should give it. And the Kohen should say, this carbon is Reuben and Shimon's. Whoever this carbon is, that's who it's going for. And this carbon is Reuben and Shimon's. That's what it's going for. That's fine. That's okay. And that would work for the Bailim. Give those carbonas. The problems, though, are if they're not the same. Kachim b'kachim, mibishen omino. That's the problem. If my Ola gets mixed up with your Shlamim, or my Shlamim gets mixed up with your Asham, where there are different avodos, you can't just, it's not the same carbon, you can just makriv it. You can't be makriv something, l'chachila, by doing a different avoda, right? You might say, you know, just do one zrika, right? Because that's b'dieved. It's okay, right? Perhaps like Basila back in the earlier Mishnah. But the problem is, though, where do you do that zrika? If it's a chadas, it's above, it's another zrika, it's below, and you don't want to do the l'chachila. So, kachim b'kachim min b'shein omino. So what do you do if it's different types? So what do you have to do? You have to leave it. Yiruachi yistavu. You have to wait until they all get a mum. You can't be poded them now, because there's an iser to be poded a carbon. It's not podeable until it gets a mum. If it's a tamim, it can't be nifta. So you have to wait till all of them get a mum. By the way, yistaev in literally, that's the Aramaic word for tame. Yistaev means tame. And bali mumin the targum of bali mumin are, the Torah uses the word tame by bali mumin. That's why whenever it wants to say mum, it says achi yistaev, until it gets a mum. So what do you have to do? You have all these karbanis that got mixed up. So let's say they all belong to one person. So then you have to then let them all get a mum and sell them. And the most expensive karban, you have to bring that amount of money for each karban. Let's say you're Ola and Shlomi, you got to bring an Ola with that amount and a Shlomi with that amount. And it's more than you were going to give. But yes, it must be a base, so tough luck. Right? You lose the extra from your own pocket because there's no other choice. Right? You have to give the karbanas properly, and you can't take any chances. So therefore, you have to pay the most expensive one each time. Period. Nis, last line. Last mixture in this Mishnah. Nis arvu b'bechor b'maiser. What happens if it got mixed up with bechor and maiser? Why are those different? What do you mean? Those are the least kadosh. Those are the lowest level kachet kalim. Yeah. But there is a special din by those animals that don't apply. By those animals, they're never nifta. Those animals are never nifte. Why? Because what happens to a bechor that gets a mum? It's the mamona shel kohen. The kohen eats it, right? That's why we discussed that the kohanim were chashudim to put mumin on their animals because they didn't want to have to eat it as a karban. So those are not, those never can be nifte. So what do you have to do? So yiru achi yistavu, you have to let all of them graze until they get a mum, and then what? And then you have to buy, with the value, you have to buy new karbanas to give, and as v'yochlu b'bechor b'maiser, but all the animals have to be eaten on the in the kedusha of bechor and maiser. That's what you have to do. Right? Rashi quotes Yirashi Yistavu. Right? Look at the Rashi Disarvo. It's at the sixth medium line. Says Rashi, this arvu zvachim could go an ola be a bechor o be meiser behema. Right, an ola gets mixed up with a bechor to meiser. She ain't tovs at the be kedusha. Right, that there's no tfisas damim. They can't be redeemed. Ula hakrivan yafshar. He can't be makar of them either. She zek kalil was a nechal. Right, this one's eaten and this one is burnt. O afilu yishlamim. Zetar matan arvav, zetar matan achas. Chitzmichim, nesachim, you have all these different avodas. So what do you do in this case? This is the most tricky case. So yirashi yistavu, you have to wait till it gets a mum. V'yavi ma'us b'dviya yafa v'yomar. And you have to bring the let him all get a mum. And bring the highest value of money and say, komakom shehu azeva chatofe says damav, yemechula amos halalo. Wherever my karban is, right, my ola, wherever it is, it goes on this new animal, and I'm makir of that. And all the other animals, you have to eat the kedusha of bechor and meiser. And there's special halachas. You're not allowed to weigh a bechor and meiser in the regular marketplace, and you can't sell in the regular marketplace. All the halachas that apply, because those animals can never lose their status. Wherever they are, you have to treat them as such. Good. Finishing up the Mishnah. If all animals can get mixed up and you can have these cases, chutz mechadas v'asham, except for chadas and asham, why not? We'll have to see in the Gemara, because they're generally different karbanis. One's a nekeva, one's a zachar, but we will see what that line means in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, mayafilu. Going back to the first Mishnah, first line of the Mishnah, what does afilu mean? Remember the Mishnah said, if you have a karban that got mixed up with chatos, mesos, asher, niskal, even 10,000 of them. It sounds like the Mishnah is saying, even if there are 10,000 shar niskals and your animal is one, it's asher. What do you mean afilu? That is kol shekin. There are so many of them. So the Gemara says, haki karban. No, the Mishnah should be understood as just the opposite. Kol hazvachim shenis arvu bahen. Chatos mesos oshar haniskal afilu echabriba yamusu kulan, as we would have understood it. No, it means one shar haniskal in 1,000 other karbanis. That's what it means, not the opposite way. That's why if you look in the Tiferes Yisrael right here on our Mishnah, he says so. The letter beis in our Mishnah doesn't mean what it usually means. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, v'nir ali, after quoting this piece of Gemara, tahai me beis shal milas bichatos. Because what does the Mishnah say? Kol hazvachim shenis arvu bichatos mesos. So that beis doesn't mean in, as it usually means. Eino beis shal bitoch kmo bebayis, v'gam lo kmo bein. Sometimes beis means within. Hayafe banashim. Right? The most beautiful amongst. So beis doesn't mean that either. Rak beis shahorasa kemilas im. This bein means with. It got mixed up with. Kemo vayarev bilavan. He fought with Lavan. Beis Lavan. The Rasa Lavan im Lavan. But not Katana. Kach lishna de mishtamet nami de hapsulim ruba. De mishtama nami de hapsulim ruba. Lashmiina tama iser de bitel chashivusa miyuta de duka ruba chashim. We'll get into that in the Gemara. Anyway, that's how you fit this Gemara into the word language of the Mishnah, because the beis should be understood as an im. Period. Didn't we learn these halachas already one time? Where in Meseches Temura, kol ha'asur l'gabi mizbeach, anything that's asur on the mizbeach. So all the cases of our Mishnah, osur v'kol shein, haroveh v'anirba. So you see the Mishnah Temura already says that what the halach is about tarovis. So what are you bringing these cases in? So Amar Avashi, I said this in front of Rav Simi, and he explained to me why you need both Mishnahs. The Ibe Hasam, if you only have the Mishnah Meseches Temura, Hava Amina Hanimina Lagavoa. I might have thought that's only talking about cases which are Ne'esa Lagavoa, like Sharaniska, like those. So that's where we say Bittul does not work. We'll see why in the Gemara, but Bittul does not work when you have high standards to give it as a carbon. But you might say, for a hedyo to use it, that's okay. So, maybe we'll see Bittul works. Bittul works for a hedyo, so what? I'm not going to give it as a carbon. Okay, that's higher standards. But what does that Mishnah Tura say? Asur l'gabi ha-mizbeach. Asur l'gabi ha-mizbeach, osur b'kol shehein. So you can't give it as a carbon. But maybe without our Mishnah, you would have just said that you're allowed to take it home if it gets mixed in. You can take your chances. Kamash will know that even taking it home, if it's mixed in with a Shara Niskal, they all have to die. Mixed in with the Chadas Bezos, they all have to die. V'ibei ha'chad, if I only had this Mishnah, Hava Amina Hanihu Desira Naninu. Our Mishnah maybe, because it got mixed in with items that are Aser Bahana'a, Shara Niskal and Chatos Bezos. Aval Hani, Emalo, but by others which are not Aser Bahana'a, maybe I would not say it, Emalo, Tzricha. So that's why, Hani, Emalo, Tzricha, that's why I need this Mishnah too. Says it about 1 minute. Our Mishnah also has Nani Suri Hadah. Dalami Suri Hadah Nidu Hatanele. It also has it in our Mishnah. Right, our Mishnah. Kila, the Trefa. Trefa is Mutabana. Kilayim. Right, if it's not Kilayim Karim, the Mutabana. So what do you mean? They're also to eat. So our Mishnah also has Nani Suri Hadah. So Gemara says, Mi Katani. What is Mi Katani? Mi Katani, we'll read the parentheses. Mi Katani Bekama. Kol shehein hasam tani. So the question is, maybe they'd be batel in many, right? In our Mishnah, it doesn't say beferish, right? It just get mixed in. Maybe bittul would apply, but our Mishnah is talking about a case of one in one where bittul wouldn't kick in. So that's why you need that Mishnah to tell me even if bittul should apply, it doesn't apply. V'disni hav lo bai ha. Aye, so why don't you just have that Mishnah which says that even in a case of Bittul doesn't work. So why do you have the second half of our Mishnah listing all the cases that are non-Isuri Hana'a? So the Gemara answers, Takanta Isuri Chalei. No, our Mishnah still says what you're supposed to do. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. There, that Mishnah just says that it's Aser. But there, our Mishnah tells you what you're supposed to do, and therefore, it still teaches us something that we didn't know. Okay, that is the cases of our Mishnah, and the next Gemara gets into a new item. Let me just see for one more second if I can find the Esdan Zona halachis. If I don't find it, we'll continue tomorrow. Which one did I find it? Okay, we'll finish. We'll start with this tomorrow. Just the chiddush I wanted to read from Esdan Zona Umechir Caliph. Okay, we'll start with this. And the parashas here is up ou.org. And we will continue tomorrow in Perek Kol HaTaharos.